I came to Ireland 5 years ago. Then I'm a really cricket passionate guy. I came from Singapore where I used to play cricket, and basically I'm coming from a cricket loving nation where cricket is a religion there. So when I landed here, I was looking for an opportunity to play cricket. Then found out that few guys are playing here with the tennis ball and all those stuff. Okay, then started to look around whether I can join them. Of course, all of them are friends, and of course Letterkenny is hosting everyone and it's very friendly. So I can approach a few people and started to play. Once I started to play, then looking for better opportunity to play somewhere else, then I found that St. Johnson was the nearest, that's around 30 kilometers away. Then in 2017 we had a open day, cricket open day. Then the response was around huge, around 100 people joined there. Then I thought that we have a good response over here for cricket, though the awareness was not so much at that time when we came here. So it all ignited us to, why don't we just start over here and we can have so many people here, good talent pool, everything, we can utilize it. That's what the idea came in mind. I talked with some friends. Yeah. Everyone is okay for it. Yeah.
And I'm also joined by Mohan here as well. He's a secretary of the club. Mohan, you've been here quite a while, and you've played as well for St. Johnston in the past.
Yeah, hello, Pari. Good evening, everyone. Yeah, my name is Mohan. I'm the secretary of the Letterkenny Cricket Club. I came here in Ireland in 2002. So coming from India, cricket-loving nation, so we were, you know, very passionate about playing the game. Then we started playing in the local park here, and then one day one gentleman from St. Johnston saw us and, you know, invited us to play for. So I played for St. Johnston's in the qualifying league, you know, in the second team for a few years, and then you know, started there are a lot of people who have come up here lately, you know, off late from Pramerica and Optum are more interested, and then, you know, as Rajesh pointed out, right, there is a lot of talent pool here. And with the tremendous interest that from the kids around in the, when we did the summer camp last year, we said, you know, why not, you know, form a club here for Letterkenny and represent in the Northwest, and then, you know, promote, put Letterkenny on the map of Cricket Ireland, basically.
Yeah. Funny, just Rajesh, you've been here 4 years, and Mohan, you've been here for a couple
17 years.
It only took you a little while of time, Rajesh, to actually set up the club and get it going. So fair play there. We'll say no more about that, Mohan. But suppose from your point of view, suppose talking to us beforehand, the numbers there you have currently, you have an adults team and you have an underage team as well. So tell us a wee bit more about that.
Yeah, correct. I think underage, I think what we have, as you said, right, we have spread into two separate teams. The underage, about, 7 to 14 kids. We have been training them during the winters in the aura, you know, indoor. And then during the summer months, we've been training them in the with the help of St. Union's College. We're using their all-weather pitch. And we've been then training the kids there in the all-weather pitch for the 7 to 14 kids. And then from the adults perspective, I think we're about 110 members, you know, which form about, you know, interested to play cricket in all forms of cricket, outdoor, indoor, as well as the, you know, the midweek league. Soon we are going to debut in the Northwest next month. So the intention was to, you know, to promote cricket as well as, you know, teach locally and, you know, collaborate with the community as well, you know.
And you should go into the Derry Midweek League.
Correct, yeah. We have registered ourselves to play in the Derry Midweek League, and our first game will be playing next month with Fox Lodge on May the 22nd. And then, you know, in this league, Midweek League, there are other teams like Donnymana, Killiclooney and New Buildings and Ardmore and a few other teams from the north.
Obviously, they have teams in the Premiership as well.
Correct.
In cricket. So there's a certain stage. You are starting at the bottom here. And the dream is to get to the Premier.
Yeah, we will be starting in the T20 Midweek League, what we call. And then we have to go through different leagues where we call the qualifying three, which is the lowest tier. And then the next tiers are qualifying two, qualifying one, and then Championship and Premiership. So obviously our goal is, you know, to play at the highest level in few years' time, which is as quickly as possible. I wouldn't be lying, you know.
Well, if we get Rajesh on the case, I think that might be a reality. Rajesh, I suppose, looking at your training facilities, you're the chairman of the club. Mm-hmm. You have got a couple of facilities that you're using currently.
Currently, we are using ARA for our training purpose and all those. As a budding club, as I said, we are just now started. Everything came into our mind and we started and, what do you say, World Cup cricket is around the corner, so this is the right time to bring up cricket here, and everyone will be very enthusiastic. So now our primary plan is to find a proper infrastructure, so we are looking forward to get a decent ground and those kind of things. We are,
yeah, maybe I can add here, I think, you know, to, as Rajesh said, currently we use the ARA facilities, you know, indoor facilities, and partly we, with the help of general support from the St. Union's College, we use their all-weather pitch. But for the training facilities, you know, right now, as I said, we'll be playing our games from next month onwards. We don't have a, we will be using the St. Johnson's facility. They have kindly agreed, you know, to use their premises to play our home games in St. Johnston.
And Mohan, interestingly enough, there's over 15 local players that play in the Premier, in the Championship and the qualified, you know, correct, leagues, yeah, 1 to 3. You're indicating as well there's a number of local people as well who's decided to give cricket a go.
Correct, yeah. I think, you know, we recently launched the Facebook page for Letterkenny Cricket. You know, we were conducting a midweek indoor league. So, and the summer, you know, coming around the corner, so we thought we'll conduct an outdoor league as well. And we've asked for general, you know, interest around the town. And then there are about, you know, 100 people who have expressed interest to participate in the outdoor league. And out of them, you know, at least close to 15 people, which are local Irish. So, which is...
So those games are during the week, obviously?
No, you mean the midweek league?
Yeah, yeah.
The midweek league happens every Wednesday, but the outdoor league that we are trying to organize here in Letterkenny would be on the Saturdays and Sundays. So,
and it gives everyone an opportunity.
Yeah.
And from that, then it's obviously if you're playing well in the midweek leagues, you might get an opportunity to play at the weekend.
Higher, yeah, that's the intention. We just baby steps now, so getting into the midweek league. So if we do well, and then, you know, we grow up, and, you know, as we progress, and then the intention is to represent in the qualifying leagues and climb up the ladder and hopefully represent Letterkenny in the Premiership at some point of time in the future.
Would you feel that cricket in Ireland as a whole has grown?
Yeah, when I came over here, I think if I look back from 2002, I think, you know, it's grown tremendously. And very recently, I think, you know, Cricket Ireland, you know, the Irish cricket team has been, you know, formally registered into the ICC registration as well, right? So they got the test status and things like that. So you can see that there's a lot of growth. And even if I look back around, you know, that when I saw the kids turning up at the summer camp organized in St. Union's last year, you know, there were over 100 kids turned up, which is tremendously from across all the communities. So, which is, you know, I see a potential here, you know.
Even if we look at this weekend past, a number of the Premier games had to be called off. Weather conditions can sometimes be testing, Mohan.
Yeah, that's the only, you know, constraint I would say from weather sometimes, because of the, you know, the rain and things like that. Your pitches get wet and they have to be called off. But those are the things that, you know, you have to take some time, you know.
So tell us, where can people find out more about the Letterkenny Cricket Club?
Okay, I think we have a webpage called www.letterkennycricket.com. This is the web page, and then they can also reach out on Facebook by searching for Letterkenny Cricket. There's a Facebook page on for Letterkenny Cricket exclusively. So these are the two. And then we have an email as well, letterkennycricketclub@gmail.com. That's the email where people can contact us. So,
and if you want to give your first game a plug, it's what date?
It's May the 22nd against Fox Lodge. We'll be playing in Fox Lodge. It's an away game for us, so we're all very excited. So hoping, you know, people will turn up from the Letterkenny to support us, and, you know,